Welcome, Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. And I agree with Joe, who called in. Outstanding caller. Just a magnificent person. If you notice, there's a real pattern of behavior by the new fascist Republican Party. And they go into the different states, and they take over power little by little, and then pretty soon the people's vote don't even count. And it's just right in your face. You were talking about Milwaukee, and I just had a really grim picture of the recent ad by Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. And his ad is pretty gory. And he blames the Democrats, you know, for being soft on crime. And then his pictures, you know, he's standing there with a sheriff. And I'm wondering if he's the sheriff, you know, the one that was going to arrest, you know, that was involved in the voting deal. And it's just gross. So I hope people are paying attention. I hope any of those groups out there that put on ads, I hope they'll put one on against this type of, you know, show Johnson for what he is. In addition to that is the way that they took power away from our Attorney General, the Republicans, when they got into office, and they got Walker's signature on it before they, you know, before they got into office. And it was so alarming to me. And everything they do is like against the people and against freedom. So I hope people keep their eyes and ears open, give their friends references where they can look this up, give them sites, give them multiple sites that cover what's going on in our state and what's going on in our country. There's also a lot of material out there where people can watch live where Johnson's made comments. Get them out there because people need to see the stuff that comes out of his mouth, not the stuff he said he said. It's mind-boggling. But they're really good at chaos and scaring people.
Right.
And it's so frustrating, Matt, but thank you so much. I didn't mean to go on and on. It's like all these different issues yep. brought up, and it's like, wow. You know? Well,
the thing is, you know, gee, you are remarkable because you watch and read everything. I mean, you've watched all the impeachment proceedings. You'll even watch subcommittee, which is wonderful. Most people don't do that. And what we're trying to do with this station and with a lot of things is get across the facts, because people listen to a lot of baloney on social media. And what they have to understand is that a big part of the lies on social media come from Russia, China, and Iran. These aren't even Americans, but they benefit people like Trump and Ron Johnson. Remember, Ron Johnson went to Russia, to Moscow on July 4th. I think it was in 2018, to meet with people. To this day, I don't know who they were, and to talk about stuff. I don't know what it was. And who goes to Moscow on July 4? That's the symbol. It's wrong. Anyway, a couple of things that you mentioned I want to hit. And you mentioned Joe of Madison's call in on the question of could the Republicans resuscitate this ancient abortion law from the early part of the 19th century. If Alito's decision stands, there are a lot of reasons why I don't think they can. And it's not just that Josh Call and John Chisholm and a lot of DAs simply won't enforce it. And under prosecutorial discretion, they would have a very good reason for doing it. That's routinely done for certain other things where, you know, for instance, it used to be on the books in Wisconsin. I think it was taken off where if you had sexual relations and weren't married, it was a crime. Nobody enforced that. If you did, you'd have to arrest the whole legislature. And so, you know, there's that kind of thing. But the other thing about this is there's a rule of law that says you cannot have a vague statute and enforce it with a felony conviction. In other words, if you're going to accuse somebody of a felony, it has to be precise and understandable. And there's a question in everybody's mind when people drafted this statute in the early part of the 19th century, before women had the vote, before women could vote for legislators who rammed this down their throats. What did they consider abortion was? And back in the early 19th century, they considered that it wasn't even an issue until the woman, quote, quickened, end quote. Look it up. This is imprecise. They had nothing like the biological information we have now. But there are many people, myself included, who would find that statute vague. What do they mean by it? If an OBGYN today in a very, very advanced hospital or surgical setting has to make a decision to save the mother, under that statute, can he be prosecuted for a felony? Should he have to sit there thinking, am I committing a felony? That's intolerable. These are professionals with professional judgment. I think a court, a federal or a state court, would hold that this particular statute is too vague to be enforced as a felony or by any criminal prosecution. And if it's a federal court, I do not think that the U.S. Supreme Court would even take it up on certiorari after an appeal, because that's a matter of this particular statute in this state, and they want to get into more national things. And secondly, if it went to a state court, there's no court of appeals in the state I know of who would enforce it. And then you can say the Wisconsin Supreme Court is for Republicans. Yes, I would find it very hard to believe that Brian Hagedorn would enforce it. And in any event, there's going to be another Supreme Court election in 2023. And we have got to put up somebody who has some knowledge of the Constitution, independence, to put another vote on that court. And there's a lot of discussion of it. And I'm going to weigh in on that very heavily, because there are some people they may be talking about I think would be a disaster. And then there are many who would be very, very good. So there's still light at the end of the tunnel. So, Gene, as far as everything else goes, you're absolutely right. The fascism is creeping in on little cats' feet. It's starting to creep in on big cats' feet. And we cannot sit back and just give up our democracy. Thank you for calling in, as always. Speaking of which, fascism creeping in on big or little cats' feet, I was very glad to see that the House, under Pelosi's leadership, passed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. And I'm hoping, I think what she's doing is chipping away one by one, then condemning racism in general, anti-Black racism after that Buffalo shooting, and other kinds of racism. But this one, they started with, there are almost 3,000 anti-Semitic incidents last year, the most in history. And it passed 420 to 1. Now, that's a huge bipartisan show of support. But remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. 8 other Republicans didn't vote on it. They abstained. Who abstains on something like that? We fought the Nazis. Come on. Who abstains? 57 of them, 57 wouldn't support Ukraine. A number of them wouldn't. There was just a resolution saying we condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and a bunch of Republicans wouldn't support that. Who is the one guy? Now, that's a sick puppy. That is a sick, strange ranger. 420 to 1. His name is Thomas Massie of Kentucky. He's a Republican. He is a certifiable right-wing nut. He's the guy who has sided with Putin on these Ukraine votes. But he would do things to simply anger and endanger all congressmen. He hates the United States. He hates liberal Western democracy. What did he do? During COVID, Nancy Pelosi asked for unanimous consent that people could vote on a non-remarkable, non-opposed funding for the federal government procedure that had been worked out between her and McCarthy, and everybody was on board. And she said, let's do it remotely by Zoom so that people don't have to fly. And this was in 2020. Trump was behind it. Everybody was behind it. It was a very ministerial vote on funding. And in those days, this is way before vaccines, and some people were even saying that masks were unnecessary. You remember when, especially in New York, people were dying. They had refrigerator trucks coming in for the bodies. There were people on ventilators. And if they survived after 6 months, they come stumbling down the hall and everybody claps. Remember that? All that kind of stuff. Thomas Massey said, no, I demand everybody come back to Washington to vote on it. He endangered everybody. They're flying in from California. They're flying in from Florida, Chicago, Seattle, on airplanes. A number of people in the House did get COVID, as you know. As you know. And this is the kind of nihilist this guy is. This guy is not consistent with American values. 420-1, he opposed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, and 8 other Republicans refused to vote at all. These are some sick puppies. These are some sick puppies. And when they have a resolution condemning racism, which has got to be a no-brainer, look at the murders in Buffalo and El Paso, right, elsewhere. No-brainer. You'll have probably as many people voting against that, too. Some very, very sick individuals. Very, very bad individuals. Well, the King of Jordan, Abdullah, King Abdullah II of Georgia, just issued a statement that is chilling and has got to be taken very, very seriously. He said that Iran is now filling the vacuum left by Russia in Syria. And you may think, come on, man, I'm here in Wisconsin. Well, we better care. Iran just opened a drone factory in Kazakhstan. They are mastering the idea of targeted missiles. They're well on the way to having a nuclear bomb. They have attacked and killed American troops in Iraq. They're sworn to bomb, to wipe out Israel, and we're not doing anything about it. Russia had allied with them. The Iranians are Shiites. The rest of the Arab world, 90% of it is Sunnis. They hate Iran. Because Russia is so decimated in Ukraine, they're starting to ease down in Syria, and Iran is going in. And any of our interests, our troops and our allies over there are in danger. We have got to crack down on them a lot harder than we have. Going to a break. Lines open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.